I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about God's will for you. We're taking a look at this passage of scripture from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, where it says, "Rejoice always, pray continually, giving thanks in all circumstances, because this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Part of God's will. There's a number of other verses in the Bible that talks about things being God's will for us. But part of his will for us is for us to rejoice always, to pray continually, and to give thanks in all circumstances. How can we do that? Because we've got God with us. We can rejoice and give thanks in all circumstances because we've got God with us. And nothing's impossible for him. So we're going to be taking communion over this passage of scripture today. But why are we taking communion every day? Jesus says, as often as you do this, remember me. It's this opportunity to stir the sacrifice of Jesus into our mind and imagination and remembrance, to make his sacrifice relevant and active, alive right now today in this present moment. It helps us to abide in him so that our lives produce much fruit. The Apostle Paul says, every time we take communion, we're proclaiming the death of Jesus, which in the case of a will or an inheritance, nothing happens until we prove the death. So in a way, communion is like an activation. We're proclaiming the death of Jesus, which activates all of the benefits of this new covenant. And it's this opportunity to combine the spiritual principles of the sacrifice of Jesus, stir them into our mind and imagination and remembrance, and combine it with something practical and physical that we do in the cracker and the juice, to unite our entire spirit, soul, physical body together, connect us to God. Very powerful. But it's also important we take it the right way, to take it with the fear of the Lord, just that deep honor and reverence and respect for God and for Jesus and for his sacrifice. So the process we typically use, we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. Then we take a few minutes to examine ourselves. How are we doing today? Because we have to have this eternal perspective with God, but we got to bring that perspective into today. It's got to impact our decision-making and the things that we do today. We got to walk it out and live it out today. Then after our time of communion, we've been talking about some practical workout advice, physical exercise as a way to practice exercising our faith, to receive this grace from God by faith, and to experience his grace flowing through us where we rest and he does the work. It's a way for us to practice that. And then once we understand how to do that, we can apply those same principles into every other area of life. So let's get into our prayer. And then we'll do our time of communion after that. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all those connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And I thank you for releasing us from darkness and transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us and let us find grace and favor in your eyes, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us, so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to send us opportunities to do good and be a blessing today. And help us be sensitive to those opportunities. Ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. We ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. All right, so we're going to go through the other half of prayer. This is what we talk about. Are we making today a masterpiece? This is a time to examine ourselves. And how are we going to make today a masterpiece? We're going to get connected to the master. And we're going to execute these basic fundamentals. We're going to do them with presence and joy and energy, because this is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and I'm going to be glad in it. So our first fundamental, let's get positioned in the light today. Every day, we got to keep repositioning ourselves back into the light. It has to happen every single day. And this is the on-off switch. Either we're in the light or we're in the darkness. There's no in-between. To take our position in the light, we're going to take our position in humility, humble, open to change, willing to grow, willing to repent, willing to learn, willing to humble ourselves in relationship to God and relationship to other people. Because the humble are exalted. The humble get promoted. God gives grace to the humble, and we're going to receive that forgiveness and grace from God. We're going to walk in grace and forgiveness with ourselves, and we're going to walk in grace and forgiveness with other people. We're going to take our position in love today, kind and patient and gentle, always assuming the best about people, keeping no record of wrongs, always hoping, always trusting, always persevering, because love never fails. We're going to take our position in gratitude and praise today, one of the greatest expressions of faith. We see today in our scripture, giving thanks in all circumstances. When you're in tough circumstances and you give gratitude and praise to God, that is a great expression of faith, I believe. And when we take our position in the light today, we're stepping into Christ. God has taken everything that he has. And he put it all in Christ. He gave it all to Jesus. And we get to be in him today. So when we take our position in the light, we've got access today to God's spirit, his power, his presence, his love and peace and joy, his mind and wisdom, his health and energy, his kingdom, his purpose, his time and finances, you name it, it's in there. So first we've got to take our position in it, and then we're going to start to magnify it. Our second fundamental is to magnify the light, to make it bigger or greater. Jesus says, be careful that the light that is within you doesn't become darkness. I believe it's all about what we magnify. To magnify, we're going to expand the capacity where God can flow more and more of all those good things he put in Christ through us today. It's all about what we're focused on. What are we thinking about? What are we talking about? What are we meditating on and repeating and rolling over in our mind throughout the day? We're already thinking about something, already doing it every day, just turning it around. Let's magnify the light all throughout the day. So to magnify the light, we can magnify God's word, studying it diligently, thinking about it, talking about it, rolling it over in our minds, to magnify and meditate on his unfailing love and faithfulness, his mighty works, to magnify our right standing in Christ. We're right with God. We've got peace with him today. To magnify every good thing that he put within us. We've got this treasure in jars of clay. And to stay focused on whatever is lovely and just and true and praiseworthy and of good report. And all the things that are going well. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems. It's choosing to magnify God as bigger than those issues and problems. I always think of David and Goliath. Everybody else is magnifying the size of Goliath. Whereas David is magnifying the size of Goliath, right? Or magnifying the size of God, right? In Goliath's face. That's the difference. But God does give us a choice. We could choose not to do any of this. We could stay stuck in pride and rebellion, bitterness, unforgiveness, trying to do things our own way, venting and complaining, just magnifying and meditating on all the ways we've been wronged, all the issues and problems, trying to figure it all out ourselves. And that's where we got to recognize the symptoms. When we're positioned in darkness and magnifying it, there might be the tendency to retaliate at people, to snap at them, to withhold good things that we know we should be doing. Might be the tendency to avoid people or withdraw our presence or give them the silent treatment. Then on the inside, you'll feel that weight and the heaviness and the pressure. You might feel hopeless or helpless or powerlessness for your situation. Like you're trapped or you're stuck and it seems like there's no way out. Low energy is another big symptom of this. Think of darkness like a black hole that's sucking the energy out of you. Then emotionally, there's the fear and the worry and the stress and the dread of the future. Looking out into the future and building all these worst case scenarios in our mind, that's a symptom of magnifying the wrong thing. Then there's these vicious cycles. They keep repeating over and over, these bad patterns that we get stuck in. But when we take our position in the light, there's this rest in our soul. And when we rest, now God can go to work. And now everything is free and easy and effortless because God's doing the work. We've got his peace and his joy and his love and his energy all flowing through us, his mind and wisdom. All of a sudden, we've got hope in any and every situation. And we can rejoice always and give thanks in all circumstances because we've got God with us. Now, if all that weren't enough, God gives us this amazing gift of grace. If we ever miss it, we ever get off track, it just takes a moment to turn it right back around. How do we do it? I think it starts with humility. Just recognize it. Wait a minute, I'm off track right now. My focus is off. I'm magnifying the wrong things. Father, forgive me. We receive that grace and forgiveness from him. We forgive ourselves in the middle. If we need to say we're sorry to somebody else or reconcile a relationship, we take those steps. And then we just start praising and thanking God for his grace and his goodness and for his love, and he's more than enough. You feel the shift instantly. You feel the weight lift off of you on the inside. You feel the peace and the joy and the love begin to wash over you on the inside. Then we got to stay tuned in today. Every day, God's trying to lead us and train us and guide us. But we got to stay tuned in to him. My favorite way to do this is with a journal before bed. I like to start with gratitude and praise to get my positioning. Then I like to magnify. What went well today? What are all the ways I saw God showing up? What are the wins for the day? Then it's good to examine the symptoms. How was my positioning today? What was I focused on? What was I magnifying? Is there any adjustments that I should be making? If so, we can bring those areas to God. And then I'd like to ask this question. God, what were you trying to show me today? Is there anything that I miss? And you just get still and you listen for a few minutes. Whatever comes into my mind, I just begin to write it down. Begin to record my journey day by day with God. Then we're going to stay tuned in and connected to him throughout the day. You ever feel like you're losing that connection with him? Just slow down for a couple minutes. Get still. It doesn't take long, just a minute or two. Slow down, take a couple deep breaths. Just get still for a minute. Get that connection back to him. Think of it like a phone, like you got to plug it back in sometimes. You feel like you're losing that connection throughout the day. Just get plugged back into him. And then the last thing I like to do in my journal is, what do I know to do? I like to plan the upcoming day with God. And the way that I've learned personally to do that is, what do I know to do? I learned I was getting ahead of God sometimes because I was getting into things that he hadn't shown me yet. So I've learned for myself personally to stay with, what do I know to do today? And I find myself all throughout the day a lot of times asking this question. If I'm ever unsure on like which step to take, which direction to go, what do I know to do today? And before bed, I'll make out my plan for the day. What's on the to-do list? What do I know needs to happen? Anything in my conscience to take action on? Anything I've been procrastinating on? Anything I have a leading or excitement from God to do? Make out the plan, then we wake up like a kid on Christmas morning. Because this is the day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and we're going to be glad in it. We're going to get connected to him. Start getting our position, magnifying him, connected to him. And then we're going to walk out that plan together with him with a good attitude, a willing heart, and full confidence in him. That he's right there with us. When we get to that place of confident faith, it gets this grace flowing through us. We receive this grace by faith. Confident faith. And that grace begins to flow and he begins to beautify our lives. He's the source of beauty. And that beauty is attractive and magnetic and just begins to pull more and more of everything God has for us into our lives. Let's take a look at this scripture. This 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18. Just a short couple of verses, really. Some of these verses only have two words in them. It says, rejoice always. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. How are we going to rejoice always? We're going to take our position in the light. His joy is in there. He said that his joy would be in us and we would be full of it. It would be complete in him. How are we going to stay full of joy? We're going to stay positioned in the light. Pray continually. What does that mean? We just got open communication with God all throughout the day. You can pray while you're doing stuff. You can be praying with him, talking with him, praying in the spirit, staying connected to him all throughout the day. Pray continually. Then we're going to give thanks in all circumstances. One of the greatest expressions of faith. This is the way God wants us to live. How are we going to live this way? Because we're connected to him. He's the source of this. We're going to do this connected to him. We're going to take communion over this. Heavenly Father, just so grateful for you to have you in our lives, for all that you and Jesus went through to connect us back to you. We're asking for your help today. You've given us this passage of scripture to rejoice always, to pray continually and give thanks for all circumstances, for this is your will for us in Christ Jesus. We're asking for your help to do this. Because I've learned over the years, I can't do this on my own. We need your help to help us to do this the way that you designed it for us. So we're asking for your help with that today. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Then he said, take it. Told his disciples, take it, receive it. He makes you right and holy and perfect with God through his one sacrifice. Father, we thank you for this bread. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. Then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, this is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many. It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. Father, we just thank you for this cup. That the cup of your wrath was poured onto the body of Jesus. So we can have the cup of your blessing. If you have a juice, you can take a juice. So now it's about walking this out today. Rejoicing today, praying continually today, giving thanks today. Let's start walking this out today. And hopefully we're going to experience it. Well, I believe we're going to experience this start to grow. Stronger from this day on. We're receiving this today from him. It's going to grow stronger and stronger in us from this day on. Let's talk about some workout stuff. Just coaching people through the years. That verse that we just talked about, rejoicing always, giving thanks in all circumstances, staying connected to God through prayer continually. I think that's good advice also in our workouts because sometimes we got to stay encouraged. There will be the times in your health and fitness when it feels like nothing's happening. There will be the down times when it feels like, you know, your body's not changing, you're not seeing as much results, you have adversities or issues going on, people aren't losing weight on the scale as fast as they wanted to, whatever it may be. They're not gaining strength as fast as they want to. There will be the tendency to get down. That's where I want you to remember, wait a minute, I've got God with me. And I want you to stay encouraged. And one of the ways that you do that is to look back at how far you've already come. Look at all that God has already done for you in your life, in your health, and in your life. And that's going to help you to stay encouraged. You look back at your own stories and your testimonies and all that God has done. If you don't have any, start looking at stories of what God has done in other people's lives. It'll help to keep you encouraged. And in those times when you're tempted to quit, the times when you're tempted to think, you know what, it's not working, whatever it may be, you got to stay encouraged. You got to learn that skill of encouraging yourself. Encouraging yourself is one of the most important skills we can develop to practice applying our faith. And it shows up in the workouts. Because I would see this all the time in the gym. People would get frustrated because it's not happening as fast as they wanted to, or who knows why. And they have the tendency to get down. They might quit. Who knows why? What? You got to stay encouraged. But I hope this has been helpful for you today. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.